It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Portside Fieldhouse. This is Jeff Vaughn along with Coach Brian Patch bringing you here Fort Recovery JV basketball tonight against the Waynefield Goshen Tigers. Last night, the Indians come off a tough loss. Coach Patch just couldn't make very many field goals, and hopefully today they bounce back today.
Yeah, they played a tough Vercells team, but hopefully tonight it'll be a little bit different against Waynefield Goshen team. Not a MAC opponent, and maybe not quite as physical as what we saw last night in athletics. So hopefully tonight, like I said, we'll be able to get a nice rebound win. So.
All right, for tonight's starters, Coach Patch will be announcing who the starters will be as you hear Harold Feely in the background.
At for Waynesville, we have number 3, Quinn Humes, a 5'10 freshman. We have number 20, Kale Kaufman, a 5'3 sophomore. We have number 24, Curtis Bowersock, a 6'1 sophomore. Number 32, a 6-foot junior, Caden Spencer. And number 35, Brock Waitman, a 6'3 freshman. And then for our Fort Recovery Indians, we have number 3, Ethan Shane, a 6'1 sophomore. Number 14, Cade Wendell, a 5'10 sophomore. Number 15, Ryan Braun, a 6'3 sophomore. Number 22, 6'2 freshman, Peyton Judy. And another sophomore rounds out the starting lineup for Tony Overton's JV team, and that's 6'1", number 23, Clint Metzger.
So it looks like for the Indians tonight, they got a little bit different starting lineup. Looks like Clint Metzger will be in the lineup tonight for the Indians against the Tigers, and we're about ready to tip off here. So hopefully we're looking at a good game here this evening at Portside Fieldhouse, and about approximately 7:15, we'll probably have the varsity game today. So we'll be ready here just in a second. Coach, you got a big week coming up with the ladies, right?
Yep, we got 3 games coming up at South Adams on Tuesday. Got Coldwater coming in here on Thursday and a good St. Mary's team here on Saturday. And on the Saturday game, we honor our state volleyball and basketball champions from 25 years ago?
Yeah, so be a big day, big week for the girls. Coming off a great win at Versailles. So we're off here, tip controlled by Petey Judy off to Clint Metzger, up for a layup, and a good quick 2-0 start for the Indians. Well, recovery looks like they're coming out in a little man-to-man pressure. Number 24, Bowersock, drives right, holds up, stops, dribble, kick back up top to number 20, Kaufman over to the left side to Humes. Humes to the middle of Bowersock. He loses it, picked up by Ethan Shane. Going the other way, Cade Wendell brings it up the center circle off to Ryan Brown. Braun, 3 on the way on the left side, and that's up and good. Indians have a quick 5-0 lead here. 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Nice ball movement there, Coach, and finding an open man.
Yeah, got something in transition. Ryan Braun had his feet set and was able to knock down an open 3.
And the Tigers come back on the attack here on offense. It's Humes off to the left side to Kaufman. Kaufman back up top to Bowersock. Over to Humes. Humes drives right baseline. Picked up by Peyton Judy. Kick back outside to Kaufman. Kaufman back up tied to Bowersock. Up to Humes, driving left side, layup up, a wild shot, no good. Rebound Peyton Judy, so pretty good defensive stand there.
Yeah, so far in transition, Petey Judy ahead to Clint Metzger, drives in and gets fouled, so Clint will be shooting too. Good start for Clint.
Yeah, it is. Young man hasn't seen a whole lot of action this year, and obviously coaches must have been impressed with his work this week and give him a chance to start. He's going to go to the line, shooting 2, with the Indians up 5-0. 5:47 to go on your Wayne IGA scoreboard. And the first one's up and good. And Clint has 3 points on the night. Not sure what Waynesfield record is. Looks like they have a lot of sophomores, a couple juniors, and a freshman. Second one up and good. So it makes the score 7-0. Tigers trigger it in. Kaufman on the drive, across the timeline, behind his back, about loses it. Off to the right side to Bowersock. Bowersock outside to Humes. Humes gets picked by Petey Judy. He's on the drive, crossover, layup, and no good, but he's going to be going to the line to get two. So, Coach, here early on, Peyton Judy's been very active on the defensive end.
Yeah, he is, and, you know, got something to transition there. Nice little crossover, was able to get to the basket. You know, right now, I don't know if they have a matchup for him. Just watching here already in about 2 minutes. He's really athletic and pretty tall and plays on the perimeter, so, you know, they're bigger kids right now, a little thicker, a little slower, and so Petey can get by them, so I like that matchup for us.
Yeah, I agree, definitely. Dustin Plummer's going to come into the lineup, replacing Humes. Petey Judy's going to eye it, fly it, and short, but offensive rebound, Ethan Shane. Kick back out to Petey, on the drive right side, takes it in, and up and good, so... Great penetration by Petey, and it makes it 10-0, 5:21 on the first quarter. Brought up by Kaufman. He stops, rolls, picked by Cade Wendell. Ball's loose again on the floor, and it's going to go back to the Tigers. So good hustle play by, well, no, he changes it now. And he's going to correct that, and it's going to be off of Kaufman, so it's going to be Indians ball. They're going to trigger it under their basket with Cade Wendell. 10-0. Indians in a line set. Up top to Peyton Judy. Peyton surveys off the right side. Clint Metz back up top. Over to the left side to Ethan Shane. Ryan Braun takes a three from the corner. No good. Rebound Peyton Judy up. No good. But going to be out of bounds on the Tigers. Right now, Coach, it looks like Indians can do whatever they want against this team.
Yeah, we got great ball moving around the perimeter. And Ryan Braun was wide open for three and didn't go down. But Petey Judy crashed the glass really hard.
Now to Clint Metzger. Looks at the three. Fakes it. Turned over and a foul by Clint Metzger. Actually, probably not a bad foul. He just stopped a probably easy run-out layup, Coach. So
good hustle.
Yeah, it was. He turned it over, but at least he went and tried to get the thing. So it's going to be Tigers ball, going to be triggered in by Spencer. Spencer's going to throw it into Kaufman at the timeline. He dribbles across right side, ball screen up top. Kaufman on the drive, got away with a little walk. Back to Kaufman, three-pointer up, and no good. Rebound, Ethan Shane. Petey Judy across the timeline, looks up, surveys, kicks left side. Clint Metzger on the drive, good pull up, and good. So Clint Metzger with a quick 6 points here, and going to be a timeout. It's 12-0. Indians. So Clint Metzger with a great start, Coach. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line, and you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now it's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
We're back here at Fort Recovery Fieldhouse. It's 4:32 left in the first quarter, and Indians out to a great start, Coach, 12-0.
Yeah, and, you know, as you said, Clint Metzger hadn't got a lot of minutes this year, but, you know, he's making do tonight, and, you know, he's got six here himself and playing really well, so...
Hopefully it'll be a good night so Coach Overton can play the bench a little bit, get some of these guys some playing time. Kaufman with a behind-the-back move, kicks out to number five. Up, no good. Rebound, battled for, comes out to Bowersock, to the corner to Kaufman. Kaufman looks inside to Spencer. Drop step, up over Ryan Braun, and good. Pretty thick kid there, Coach.
Yeah, especially for a freshman.
Oh, he is.
Better, yeah.
So he is a big boy. So we got Cade Wendell, brings it across the timeline, through the middle, up, no good, missed layup. Rebound Spencer, kicked out. Kaufman out on the run. Kicked over to Bowersock, stolen by Bronny, thrown back in. Bowersock with the rebound, and a battle for the board, and Clint Metzger dives on a loose ball off the Ryan Braun. He brings it across the timeline, looks right side, Ethan Shane. Ethan Shane fakes, dribble ups, and gets fouled. So Ethan Shane's going to go to the foul line. Indians have made a lot of hay here at the foul line early on. Going to have a couple subs coming into the game. Reese Rogers, a 6'3
sophomore, and Travis Sutter, a 5'9 or 5'10 junior. First free throw up, and no good by Ethan Shane. So Reese Rogers is going to replace Peyton Judy, and Travis Sutter is going to replace Cade Wendell. 12-2, 3:42 in the first quarter. Ethan Shane's going to take his second free throw, and he takes it, and it's good. So Ethan gets on the scoreboard. He's got his first point of the game, makes it 13-2. Kaufman going to bring it up for the Tigers. Dribbles through the middle, spin dribble, kicks out the Bauer sock on the right side, looking inside for Spence, kicks it around a little bit. Reese Rogers dives, no. Looking to get it inside to the big boy. Spence turns around, rebound Ryan Braun. So good job by Ryan Braun there, coach, on the glass early on.
Yeah, you know, we definitely have the size and athleticism. Reese for a three down the floor real quick, answer back. So Reese,
right there. That's his first shot. Good shot on the night. And, makes it 16-2 Indians, 3 minutes to go. And Kaufman's going to drive right side and score with the layup. Travis Sutter brings it up, 16-14, 2:56 on the Wayne IGA scoreboard. Ryan Braun, right side, wheeling, dealing, inside, kick out to Clint Metzger. He drives middle, pull-up jumper, wow. Gets fouled, no call, rebound Kaufman. Kaufman comes up the left side, looks on the dribble, kicks it out top to Spencer up top, over to Bowersock on the left side, right, drives left. Well, coach, right there. Reese Rogers needs to sit down and play a little bit of defense. That was way too easy.
Yeah, and Ryan Braun on his help side defense didn't quite come over all the way either. He kind of reached and didn't move his feet and get in position as well to help out his teammates. So
that foul is going to go on Ryan Braun, I believe, his first, team second. Bowersock, the lefty, going to the line, shooting the first one. Hesitates, up and good. We got two more subs coming in. Trevor Vaughn, 6'4 sophomore, and Clayton Pearson, the 6-foot freshman, going to replace Shane and Metzger. 2:34 to go. Second free throw by Bowersock, 16-5, your Indians. Lefty takes it up, and it's good. So 16-6 on the scoreboard. Clayton Pearson brings it up right side. Off to Ryan Braun, up above the three-point line. Off to Reese Rogers. He looks to dribble. Throws it in the post. Bad pass right at Trevor's feet. And unfortunately, a turnover for the Indians. Kaufman comes back across the timeline. Guarded by Derek Sutter. He goes right, dribbles off his knee, picks it up, and that's a double dribble, coach. So,
yep, and they made the correct call. So,
Kaufman looks at him like, I'm not sure I understand, but I definitely think it's the right call. So, 2:11, Wayne IGA scoreboard, 16-6 Indians. Clayton Pearson brings it across the timeline. Indians look like they're on a little set here. Ball screen up high. Trevor Vaughn falls down in a post. Clayton dribbles off his feet and out of bounds. So two turnovers in a row here, coach.
Yeah, and you know, Clayton just mishandled the ball there, and the previous one was a bad pass. We just, you know, so far we've done a lot of things right. We just got to make sure we keep executing here.
Kaufman across, brings it up top to number five. That's Plummer. Guarded, stolen by up ahead to Rogers, up and good. So nice recognition there by Clayton Pearson to get it up to the open man. So easy bucket, 18-6. That gives Rogers 5 quick points. We got Bowersock on the right side. Curl cut by Plummer in the middle. Battle, loose ball, picked up by Ryan Braun. Ryan's going to bring it down the right side. Hard on the dribble. Looks, gets stripped from behind, another turnover. Nice little play by Plummer. Kaufman's going to bring it across the timeline. Probing, looking, step back three, up and good. So 18-8, 1:06 left in the first quarter. Nice little step back there by Mr. Kaufman. Off to Sutter on the left side. Back up top, Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun looks over to Clayton. Clayton into the corner, Derek Sutter. Back out top, another turnover. So three straight turnovers, coach, and Ryan Braun just makes a bad decision there defensively, and the Indians now have an 18-11 lead.
Yeah, he gambles for, tries to get the pick in transition. Instead, he doesn't do that and is able to give up the layup.
So. Indians been pretty sloppy here the last three possessions, handling the ball. Travis Sutter moves off to Clayton Pearson, dribbles left side, bobbles, kicks out to Sutter. Sutter to Braun, Braun to Vaughn. Trevor looks, shoots it, up and good. So a little 10-footer by Trevor Vaughn, up and good. 13 seconds, 20-11. Indians on top. Kaufman comes around the timeline. 7 seconds. Off the Bauer sack on the right side. Inside to Spence. Going to be a turnover and a steal. Ryan Braun heaves it from three-quarter courts. Off the mark. So after one, Coach, 20-11. The Indians, pretty good start, Coach.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we had some good transition buckets, some good easy looks. Defense was pretty solid. So great start for Coach Overton's team.
So we'll take a quick break here, and we'll be back with a second quarter action.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Are you trying to stay fit in the new year? Well, we have refreshed our salad bar and soup station to better serve your needs. We have them both available Monday through Saturday. So whether you need a healthy lunch or maybe you want a lighter and quick dinner, we have what you are looking for. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We've increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary and every ticket is a winner because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in Historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20.
We're back here live, Portside Fieldhouse, JV action, 22-11. Your Indians, number 12's into the game for Waynesfield. Picked up, stolen by Clayton Pearson. He's on the drive, looks up to Peyton Judy, left-hand layup, up and good. So that's going to give Peyton, I believe, 6 on the night, Coach. So a really nice start here for Petey. Kaufman on the drive, pressured by Wendell, off to the right side to, I believe, Shearson, a junior, kicked over to Kaufman up top. Kaufman bounces, Clayton Judy, or over to 10. That would be Wolk. Stolen by Peyton Judy, loose ball, scrum, picked up by number 10, and it's going to be stolen again. A little, wow, Coach, kind of looked like a little bit of a rugby scrum there, and it's going to go to the Indians.
Yeah, it was deflected. I think Evan Post had checked in for the Indians here at the quarter. Got a deflection, and Peyton Judy didn't see it, and ball is right behind him. And a host of Goshen's players go for it and knock it out. So our ball.
Cade Wendell on the right side. He dribbles, kicks it to Peyton Judy. Easy, Coach, right there. Nice finish by Peyton Judy, and he's got 7 points. That makes it 24-11 Indians. Kaufman brings it across the timeline. Looks to Wolk. Wolk passes it over to Shearsman, over to Kaufman, in the post to Spencer. Nice little drop step moving up and good. So the big freshman's got a couple points here, Coach.
He can create some space, carve out some space for himself. Reese Rogers down the floor quickly in transition, and ooh, air ball's a three, but it is cover.
Yeah, Clayton Judy picks it up, or Clayton Pearson over to Evan Post, who's in the game. Off to Cade Wendell, driving left hand, picks it up, turnaround jumper up, no good, air ball, rebound Spencer. So Kaufman coming down the right side, picked up by Cade Wendell. And we're going to have a blocking foul, I believe, on Cade. That's going to be foul number one on Clayton. Cade, I can't speak, sorry. And it's going to be the team's third, so 24-13 on your Nature's Green scoreboard. Thank you, Steve Stone, for your sponsor. Kaufman's going to drive right side, picked up by Wendell. Off to Shearson. Drags his pivot foot, no call. Dribble right side, Kaufman. Back off to Shearson again. Jump pass over to Wolk. At the top of the circle, it's guarded by Evan Post. Off to Shearson, looking to go into Spence, and Spence takes it up and good. Right now, Coach, Spencer just a lot more weight on Pete and Judy and kind of taking advantage of us in the post right now.
Yeah, they're getting some easy looks inside, and he's able to catch the ball. Like I said, he's a big boy, wide body kid, and he's able to drop step and just basically push PD around.
Peyton Judy takes it up, gets the contact, no foul right there. Peyton just got to be a little bit stronger, Coach.
Yeah, he's, you know, again, he's turned around now, and he's playing in the post on offense, and he's trying to go against Spence inside, and but Spencer inside. But
he's got a three-second call, I believe.
Yeah, on Spencer inside. Like I said, Petey's just got to go up a little stronger, create some space and himself and go up over him. He's just quicker. He tried to power through him, and he's probably not going to be able to do that, even though he wanted to take it up strong, but just go around him.
Going to be a turnover on Waynesville Goshen, three-second call. Going to be Cade Wendell bringing it across the timeline. On the floor for the Indians is Rogers, Wendell, Pearson, Bruns, and Judy. Running little Wisconsin flex cut. Get away with a little travel there. Reese Rogers takes a three, top of the key, up and good. So Reese doing something he normally doesn't. He actually took it off the dribble for the three there, Coach.
Yeah, he did, but they say he's able to hit the three. That's something he does really well, and he's pretty good at doing that. So, and that's something, a shot he's got to get in the habit of doing, is hitting something off the bounce, because as team scout, he gets a little bit older here. They'll be able to try to take that away from him.
Shearson up top over to the left side to Kaufman. Kaufman in the post. Back down. Charles Barkley moved by number 32, Spencer. And Reese Rogers up. No good with the layup. Fought for Cade Wendell. And I have to apologize to number 35. I've been calling him Spencer. His name's actually Waitman. So he's
we both have.
Yeah. So I apologize to that young man. But he's the one in the post that's really been going at us, a 6'3 freshman. So back in the ball game for the Indians going to be Clint Metzger replacing Cade Wendell. Kaufman comes across the timeline over to Bowersock. Waitman posting up inside to Searson. He fakes it. Stolen by Reese Rogers. Clint Metzger takes it up. Layup no good. Everybody up. And nice follow by Reese Rogers. And he's got 10 points on the game coming up off at the bench. On the left side to Kaufman. He kicks at the Bowersock above the three-point line left side. Back top of the key to Searson. Into Waitman. Good help defense by Clayton Pearson. And it's going to be a jump ball, and I believe it's going to Indians. So very good help side defense there by Clayton.
Yep. You know, right spot, right time. He read the play, read the pass inside. Again, they had it sealed up. The Waitman kid did, and Clayton's able to read that. So
Indians coming back on the drive. Reese Rogers right side into Ryan Braun. In the post, up, no good. Got bumped, maybe a foul, no call. Kaufman comes right side, picked up by Clayton Pearson. Reese Rogers with the almost steal, taken inside and a block on Peyton Judy. And it's going to send Mr. Shear, I believe it's Searson, to the line. He's going to shoot two. It's going to be team foul number five on the Indians. First one on Peyton Judy. First free throw up and no good. Ethan Shane comes back into the lineup, replaces Clayton Pearson.
Replacing Pearson.
Searson with the second one up, and it's no good. Rebound Ryan Braun. Indians coming back on the attack. Peyton Judy dribbles up left side, cross the timeline. Inside to Ethan Shane. He turns, takes it up, no good. Rebound Ryan Braun. He's dipsy-doo. No miss, and it's going to have an over-the-back call on Ethan Shane going hard to the glass. So
that's on Ethan Shane. His first team's fifth.
Going to be team's fifth foul. First one on Ethan Shane. 2:15 to go here on the second quarter scoreboard. 29-15. Your Indians on top. Not sure what that was there, Coach.
Not sure if if they thought we were in a zone or thought we were in man, but that was like parting of the Red Seas.
Yeah, and Peyton just kind of let him go right by him, and LeBronny was there to block him. So Spencer's going to take it out onto the into Bowersock. Waitman working hard in the post. Off the left side to Searson. Back up top to Kaufman. Off the Bowersock. He drives right baseline, picks up his dribble, corner kick out top, good ball movement. Kaufman, three-pointer up and good.
Pretty good offense for them.
That was very good offense, and Kaufman's got himself a pretty good ball game going. I think he has 10, actually, Coach. So 29-18, Clint Metzger inside off their foot, should be our ball. So refs talk, and it does stay with the Indians. Coach Overton calls out play two.
Side out of bounds. On the floor, Shane, Rogers, Judy, Bronze.
Oh, Shane. They missed Shane unguarded underneath.
Maurice Rogers, three up. No good. Rebound fought for. Ryan Braun comes down with it. Clint Metzger's wide open in a post. They miss him. Up top to Ethan Shane. On the dribble with his left hand. Nice cut by Clint Metzger and a turnover by the Indians. So
good look by Ethan Shane. Just threw it a little high, but good look for him.
Yeah, it was. Kaufman at the top of the circle. Backs her out. Down calls out a play. Up top to Searson. Off to the left side to Barsock. Look inside Waitman. Drop step up and good. So that young man just posting us up and bowls his way in. It's 29-20. Yeah, Indians.
They got two nice players, a little guard and a little post player. And, you know, right now, if those other kids can just keep developing, hopefully that'll be a bright future for them.
Yeah, I'm assuming the young man's got to be an offensive line on their football team, I would think. So Peyton Judy goes up high for the rebound and knocks it off of Waynesfield. So it's going to stay here. 38 and a half seconds, 29-20. Indians, 38.5 to go. Nature's Green, second quarter scoreboard. Inbounds Clint Metzger up and good. So Clint Metzger starts the game, has 8 points. And for a young man that hadn't played much all year, Coach, he's definitely came in and took advantage of it.
Yeah, he's put up good minutes, and hopefully you know he can get some more here as the game progresses and the season progresses, because he's definitely earning it right now.
Kaufman up top, picks up his dribble inside to Waitman. Turnaround jumper, no good. 12 seconds to go. 31-20, Indians 9.8. Peyton Judy surveys up to Ryan Braun. Five, drives up, gets fouled, and going to go to the line, Coach. So nice job by Ryan Braun to get to the rack.
Yeah, way not to settle and, you know, maybe shoot a shot. Lower percentage chance of hitting. He was able to try to get to the hole and got fouled in the process. So he'll be shooting two here.
So Ryan Braun goes the line, shooting two. He's got 3 points on the night. Going to the foul line. First one's up and good. That's going to be 4 points for Braun. It's going to be 32-20 Indians. Second free throw up and good. So 3.2 seconds to go. Indians up 33-20 and stolen by Peyton Judy. Throws up a three at the buzzer. No good. So, well, overall, Coach, pretty good half for Indians. Got a lot of kids in the game.
Yeah, and, you know, the ones that got in there contributed. You know, everyone who got in and played did some positive things, and Coach O has to be happy about that. So
we'll be taking a short break. It looks like some of the youngsters, the fifth graders, is it, Coach?
Yep. They're going to
be
fifth grade future Indians out there.
So we're going to take a break here, and you'll hear a little bit from B&D Construction.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the task you do without sacrificing comfort. That's being called New Holland Smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
We're back here live, Fortside Fieldhouse, getting a chance to watch some of the future players. Daniel Patch into the game here, the big, big country out there, ready to serve it up there, Coach. So first half in the books, 33-20, your Indians on top. And so far, pretty well-played half by the Indians. A lot of contributors on both sides. Like you said earlier, everybody that's come in the game has made a little contribution. So on the stats for the Indians, we'll give you a little highlights. For Ethan Shane, he's got 1 point. He's 1 of 2 from the foul line. Clayton Pearson with 2 points. Cade Wendell with 3 points. Ryan Braun, 3 points. Ryan Braun, 5 points. Peyton Judy, 7 points. Clint Metzger, 8 points. Reese Rogers leaving the Indians with 10 points, and Trevor Vaughn with 2 points. So pretty balanced, Coach. You know, a couple things. What stands out for you here in this first half?
Well, I thought, you know, we've done a good job out-rebounding them. 13-7 for us. Like I said, the things we had marked down was well-balanced. A lot of people had a chance to score for us. And, you know, a lot of guys in. We had 27 shots, and, you know, no one shot more than seven, and that was actually Reese Rogers. So we did a good job of moving the ball around. So
yeah, pretty well-balanced game here so far. And we're going to take a short break. We'll be back here shortly with a second-half action as we watch the Fort Recovery future fifth graders play here at halftime. Send on the scoreboard. It's 33-20. Your Indians on top.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
We're back here live for Fort Fieldhouse. While we have a little time here, we're going to give you a little update on the events coming up this week. Like Coach Pat said, a full slate of girls action this week. So on Tuesday night this week, girls are going to be at South Adams. The JV game is going to be at 6 p.m. And I'm assuming Fort Recovery Radio will be there for that one. On Thursday, we're going to have another MAC game here. Indians are 5-0 right now in the MAC and hope to go 6-0. And they host Coldwater here. The JV game will start at 6 p.m. Friday night, the boys, they travel over to Coldwater to take on the Cavaliers. A JV game starting at 6:30. And Saturday, as Coach mentioned before, the girls are going to have a rescheduled game with St. Mary's with the JV game at noon. And as Coach Patch mentioned earlier in the broadcast, that we're going to be recognizing the girls volleyball and basketball team, I believe state champions. That would have been 1990, so going to be a cool thing for people to come out and see. And I know, Coach, you've brought this up to the young ladies on the varsity team, that it's a good opportunity for these young ladies to show
the old state team, what Fort Recovery basketball is all about right now.
Yeah, you know, anytime you get a chance to have those kind of ceremonies and, you know, Hall of Fame, different things like that, you get some people out who maybe normally don't come to you know, some of the games and have a chance to come back and see some of the cool, you know, things happening here with, like, say, the alumni teams and just different thing, recognizing the state champions. And it's a neat thing, you know, for our kids and to be able to see that, because, you know, obviously that for us, this team, as you know, that's what we're striving for. You know, we want to be good. We want to try to get to that level where they're at. And, you know, that team's been there, and, you know, that's the cool thing. And so hopefully, some, you know, we come out and play well, and they have a chance to see us, and they'll be proud of, you know, the team that's out there representing Fort Recovery this year. So
yeah, and the cool thing about it is, I don't know, people don't realize how hard it's to do. Then this class did it in two sports in the same year, and a lot of the same ladies played both sports, and it's so difficult to get to that level. Coach, you know, you've been doing this for a long time and had some great teams, and I've been fortunate enough to experience once with Coach Bruns, and just a great thing, especially when you got a team that talented that did it twice in one year.
Yeah, and the thing about, you know, with basketball that's a little bit different, you know, you play a lot of games. You know, it's not, you know, our football had a great run this year, and that was great, you know, but they played four games. You know, in basketball, the setup's a little different. You're playing 7 to 8 games, so you almost got to double the amount. You know, in volleyball, I think it's the same way. And so, you know, you got to be good for a long stretch. And, you know, that's hard to do, you know, against the good quality teams we've had here. And I know, you know, the girls' basketball coach, Diane McClung, her and I are great friends, and we've talked. And, you know, and as you and I have mentioned before with each other, we've always been able to have good teams, good runs, and, you know, always Clyde always stood in our way. Or there's somebody else who was really good who beat us. And, you know, for her, it was they finally got over that hurdle of beating Clyde to the 1 year, and then, you know, they're able to, you know, kind of to be able to do that. So, you know, hopefully, like I say, it's you know, one of those things that every team would like to accomplish, and it's just great to be on honor those teams. You said to do it in one sport's tough. Doing it in two sports, basically back-to-back in the same year, that's really tough. So what a great accomplishment for those women.
Yeah, and hopefully we have a big crowd out here for that game. If the Indians play well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back here with second half action.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is your Alf there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Alf. Is he there?
What's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick. And not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs.
We're back here.
A successful basketball season.
We're here back live. Sorry, a little rookie on the switchboard here, so I apologize for that. Before we get started here, I got to give a little shout out to the mayor of Sharpsburg, Dave Rammel, that has been listening. So, second half action on the way. Fort Recovery back with their starters for this game. Wendell, Metzger, Judy, Shane, and Bruns up 33-20. Curl cut, Humes in the middle. Turns it over to Bowersock. Bobble, and they're going to call a foul on Peyton Judy, coach. So, right away, going to get a quick nickel dimer there.
Yeah, Peyton kind of reached in a little bit at the same time, you know. One of those kind of most plays they usually let go, and maybe if he didn't bobble it, they probably would have. But
so going to be a foul on Peyton Judy. It's going to be his second. First team foul, 6:48 here to go on the K&L Tractor third quarter scoreboard. Humes with a wild shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. Loose. Clint Metzger. Nice hustle, and it's going to be off on Waynesville Goshen going the other way. Clint Metzger with a nice hustle play there.
Yeah, was able to get his hand there, going in for a defensive rebound, and got knocked off of Wayne's field, and we recovered. So good possession.
Peyton Judy drives off his defender's feet, gets it off to Wendell. Wendell drives middle, kicks it to Shane. He bobbles it, double dribble, got away with it, kicks out to Wendell up off the glass, no good. Rebound Waitman fought for. Clint Metzger up Shane. And off the innings. I'll tell you what, Coach, Clint Metzger made that play right there.
Yeah, he got the innings another bucket. You know, the Waynesfield kid was going to bend down to pick it up, and Clint dove for it and was able to knock it free to Ethan, and Ethan just couldn't quite finish. But great hustle by Clint Metzger.
Kaufman brings it across the timeline, pressured by Cade Wendell. Off the Humes on the side, in the post, power stack up top key, over the left side to Kaufman, trying to look for Waitman in the post. Off the Bauer sack on the right side, lefty dribbles, off to Humus on the pitch, picks it up, Bauer sack, top of the key, back over to Humes, looks for Waitman in the post. Ethan Shane working hard to get around there. Kaufman dribbles off the Bauer sack, inside to Spencer. Spencer back out to Bauer sack, left side, top of the key, Kaufman in the post to Waitman, turn around, blocked by Clint Metzger, back out to Kaufman at the top of the key. Kaufman picks it up back inside to Waitman. Off to Humes, a three-pointer with the lefty. No good. Fight for the rebound. Waitman takes it right out of Shane's hands and puts it up for his 10th point. Coach Overton's going to take a timeout. Indians up 33-30. We'll take a quick break here with them.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So visit Kalp Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and sliced baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half-pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can you get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back here at Fortside Fieldhouse. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. 33-22 Indians. Coach Overton takes a timeout. So what do you think he drew up here, Coach?
I think he's probably just a little upset. He got a little sloppy. Not a great way to start it. You know, you're up a little bit, and we've had some turnovers, some mispossessions. You know, not strong with the basketball, so not the way he wants to start the half.
Got a mismatch. Wow, that's a cheap foul. Cade trips over Big Waitman's feet, and they call foul on Waitman. That's going to be his third foul, I think. And that's a big foul for Waynesfield.
Yeah, because he's been playing really well. You know, he's got 10 points. You know, the little guard has 10 for him. So that's all but two other points in. And, you know, he's done a pretty good job inside for the Tigers. So
Ryan Braun gets it inside. Almost could have been Waitman's fourth foul. They don't call it. Yes. Off the Bauer sock, being pressured by Wendell.
He just
Searson up the front, over to Spencer. Stolen by Clint Metzger. He falls down. Back up. Searson takes a three. No good. Rebound Ethan Shane. Ethan Shane looks up. Dribbles off to Ryan Braun. Ryan fakes the three. Dribbles in. Left hand gets turned over. Picked off by Waitman. Up to Bauer sock. Out on the layup. Running out. Misses it. Rebound Ryan Braun. Off to Cade Wendell. Cade on the run. Shoves it up forward to Peyton Judy in the right corner. Off to Ryan Braun. Top bobbles it back to the right corner to Judy. Three-pointer up. No good. Rebound Ethan Shane. Up to Ryan Braun. He bobbles it again. Braun having a hard time holding on to the ball here, Coach.
It's round. Maybe it'd be a little better for his orbital. He could catch that sucker.
Yeah, he had a pretty good football year, and he's bobbling things right now. We're going to have Clayton Pearson back in the lineup, and Reese Rogers is going to be back in replacing Wendell and Shane. So a little sloppy here, third quarter for the Indians. Comes into Peyton Judy.
Payton goes across the timeline, kicks the corner, Reese Rogers. He fakes a three, back up top to Judy. He dribbles the middle of the paint, off to Pearson. He makes in the middle paint, turnover one, and hustle play again by Clint Metzger. So Clint Metzger having a well of a ball game here tonight. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Ryan Braun. He takes it up and gets fouled. So
great, strong push of the ball by Brownie on the offensive glass, and then even a stronger finish for him. So
yeah, and then, you know, the ironic thing, if it wasn't for the hustle of Clint Metzger there, that play never happened. So again, Clint taking the most of his minutes here and doing some things well.
He's doing a great job. Like I say, he hasn't got a lot of minutes this year, but, you know, he's definitely doing his best right here to try to impress coach. So
been active, Ryan Braun. Old-fashioned three-point play, up and good. So it makes it 36-32 Indians, 3:56 to go on the K&L scoreboard. Your Indians in the lead. Kaufman across the timeline, dribbles inside the circle off to Humes. Awkward-looking shot and dribble, and unfortunately bail him out here.
Yeah, that's one of those plays where you're hoping your kids don't foul, just because you know the probability of that going in is about 1%. And unfortunately, we foul him. He's on the line now and has a chance to earn two easy shots or easy points here. So
Humes goes the line, shooting lefty up, push shot, no good.
Speaking of shout-outs here, we got our oldest, Olivia Patch, is home listening to us talk on the radio, as our little daughter, Emma, is sick with the fever. So she volunteered to stay home so Mom could come and watch Daniel play at the halftime of the JV game. So
well, that's a good big sister. I know, great kid, and she's listening at home, and hopefully Emma's feeling better. So sub into the game, going to be Sutter. Travis going to replace Peyton Judy. 36-23. Our Indians in the lead. Kaufman on the drive. Crossover. Kick out to Humes. Over to Searson. Turnover. Clayton Pearson takes it up and finishes it. So nice little read and react there by Clayton.
Yeah, and nice little finish. Kind of little reverse, kind of shielding the defender up as he goes up. Pretty athletic move right there for the freshman.
Kaufman brings it across the timeline. Reese Rogers playing the Gruden grinder role, and Coach Overton likes that, and got on the floor there. It's going to be a foul on Travis Sutter. Going to be his first. It's going to be the team's third foul. Spencer's going to trigger it in. Wide open three, up and good. So defensive breakdown there, Coach. I mean, I know you don't expect him to make it, but we got to at least defend him.
Yeah, you know, they're taking the ball out of bounds. I think we were trying to get in our 2-3 matchup. We're packing it in the paint, and they had four across the top, and we had one unaccounted for, and unfortunately, he knocked it down. So
we're going to have a full timeout, I believe, here by Waynesfield. 38-26, Fort Recovery. 2:53 here on the K&L scoreboard. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. One community announcement here. Community Club Fish Fry going to be the 8th annual Fish Fry at the Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road, Saturday, January 23rd, 4 to 8. All-you-can-eat fish, coleslaw, baked beans, and much more, with hot dogs available for the kids. Tickets available at the door, only $7.50 for adults, $5 for kids 10 and under, and carryouts are available. When we come back, Reese Rogers hits a three out of the left corner, makes it 41-26 Indians, 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Kaufman on the drive, back up dribble at the top of the key. Off to the left side, spins in the middle, kicks Humes in the right side, dribbles, fake shot, back up top to Kaufman for a three, no good. Ryan Braun with the rebound. So pretty good defensive possession there for the Indians. After Reese Rogers, that's going up, no doubt about it, and it's good. So Reese Rogers hits another three, going to have 16 points on the night. So he went last night to not making a three to, I think he has what, four now, Coach?
I think so, yeah.
44-26. Humes at the top of the key, over to Kaufman, dribbles middle of the paint. Kick out to Humes, just inside the arc. Up, no good. Rebound, Ryan Braun. Looks up, Clayton Pearson out on the run on the right side. Picks up his dribble, skip past Clint Metzger. Clint with the dribble, floater up, no good. Battle for the rebound, comes down to Kaufman. And we're going to have a foul on Clint Metzger. That's going to be Clint's second foul. So, again, Clint goes hard to the bucket and picks up the foul. We got 145 here, K&L scoreboard. 44-26, Indians on top.
By the way, I had some issues with my snowblower the other day with all the snow that we had gotten, and Roger Winning came out from K&L and fixed me up right in my driveway, was able to blow some snow for myself and the neighbors, so appreciate the guys at K&L.
Yeah, Kenny and Todd and the boys, they do a great job. Shot up by Kaufman, no good. Rebound, Reese Rogers. Up the right side to Clayton Pearson. Skip past Trevor Sutter. Left corner, three up, no good. Rebound, Ryan Braun. Wastes his dribble. Back out to Reese Rogers. That's going up, and that's good. So Reese Rogers with another three makes it 47-26. Reese has 19 points with about maybe a quarter and a half of action, Coach.
Yeah, he definitely can shoot it. That's definitely his strengths. And, you know, he's coming in right now off the bench tonight. He's able to give him instant and often points off the bench. So
and there he is with a steal right there. You're going to take it in for the layup. And he got 21 points. So
and that's probably been his downfall, maybe why he's not getting to play some minutes on the varsity yet. It's because he's just not quite that consistent, hard defender. And so that's good for him there. He got another steal.
Yeah, he definitely can shoot the ball. He just needs to learn to play some defense and play hard all the time. So kick out to Ryan Braun at the top of the circle, up, and that's good. So
and that actually started because Clint Metzger drew a defender, found Ryan Braun up top, wide open for three. So the Indians are shooting the ball really well right here. Doubled them up.
So the Indians are up top, 52-26, doubled them up here. Missed shot, tried to save. Reese Rogers going to get it. Out on the run. Takes a little carry, didn't get it. Clayton Pearson finishes up the garbage and makes it 54-26 Indians. 4 seconds, 3-2. Kaufman up, no good. Rebound Rogers. And that's going to be third quarter in the books. It's going to be 54-26 Indians.
Definitely a great quarter right there.
Yeah, it was. Really good quarter by the Indians. I believe they scored, 21 points. We'll take a quick break and be back with the fourth quarter action.
Hi.
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
We're back here live, Fort Side Fieldhouse, beginning of fourth quarter, 54-26. So make one more little announcement here. Just for Paul's, Julie Kaiser, owner and certified groomer by the state of Ohio, by appointment only, 375-2645. Offered dog grooming, bathing, de-shedding of all breeds, and a little spa treatment. So call 375-2645. Travis Sutter on the right side, over to Ethan Shane, back up top to Reese Rogers. Reese Rogers over to Shane. Shane with the left-hand dribble, takes it up, and he gets a little roll. So nice little drive by Ethan Shane. Makes it 56-26, 6:35 to go in the game. Kaufman with the drive, goes a hole, Good job, and a dish to Spencer, and he misses. Another rebound by Rogers. So Clayton Pearson kind of gets bailed out by Reese getting that rebound. Clayton Pearson up top over to Evan Post. Evan Post thrown in the post, and it's kicked. So,
by the way, we had a 21-6 third quarter for us. So great quarter, and Reese Rogers had 11 in that quarter himself. So good start for that young man, and good quarter for us to blow this thing open.
So big quarter for the Indians. They had probably four or five threes in the quarter. Humes gets it off the turnover, brings it right back to Rogers, up to Ethan Shane, out to Evan Post. He fakes a three, takes a dribble. Humes steals it, throws it off of him, and real weird play there. So I'm not sure. Going to be Indians ball, even though Evan Post had it in his hands. So Evan Post saves it. Clayton Pearson triggers it into Travis Sutter. Drive by Reese Rogers, pull up, no good. Almost gets a friendly rebound. Rebound by Humes. Up the court to Bowersock. He brings it on the left side. We're going to have a reach in by Reese Rogers. Going to be his first foul. 5:45 to go. 56-26. Indians in the lead. Clint Metzger played more minutes tonight than he has all year and did a great job. And coming in the game is going to be Trevor Vaughn in for Ethan Shane. So 56-26, Indians in the lead. Ball comes in, Spencer, wide open three, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Clint Metzger going to have a tie-up, and is going to go back to Waynesfield. So good hustle by Clint.
Jump ball stays with the Tigers.
Alternate possession stays with the Tigers. 56-26, 5:39 to go here in the fourth quarter on the 10-man scoreboard. Out in the corner to Kaufman. Step back three, up, no good, and gets a friendly bounce there, Coach. So Kaufman has 13 on the night.
Hit the front of the rim, or the side of the rim, because he was on the baseline. Bounces up, hits the top of the backboard, and falls in. So good bounce and by him, I guess.
Back screen coming. There, Travis Sutter out top to Evan Post. Evan Post surveys, dribbles. Good, Ginobili move up and under. So beautiful move there by Evan Post.
Yeah, drove right down the middle of the floor. A little ball fake to the open man on inside the post, and defender went for it, laid it in.
Kaufman up, no good. Rebound Clint Metzger. So Clint brings it down the floor. Left hand, picks it up. Evan Post lets another three fly up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Off to Kaufman. He comes up over the timeline. Picked up by Clayton Pearson, driving right-handed, and he turns it over. They call it out on the Indians, I believe. So, well, nope, they overrule it. Officials get together. We got a sub into the game. Waits into the game. Going to replace Bowersock.
It was actually a great job by the officials. You don't see too many officials do that.
Especially at the JV level.
Yeah. You guys did a work together right there and did a nice job.
Travis Sutter brings it across the timeline. Right side, kick out to Trevor Vaughn. He takes it, a shot, shoots it, misses, falls his rebound. Coming back the other way, Kaufman reach in, brings it down. Up, no good, and Humes puts it in over the top of the stretching arms of Trevor. So Derek Sutter, Travis, I'm sorry, brings it across the timeline. Up the left side to Evan Post. Evan Post gets it batted over to Clayton. Clayton Pearson into Travis Sutter. Travis Sutter looks, surveys. Back screen coming. Evan Post on the drive, finds Trevor Vaughn. Up, no good, air ball. Going back the other way, Humes brings it on the baseline. Left side, drives middle, carries it. Shot up. Going to be a foul, I believe, probably on Trevor Vaughn or Derek Sutter. Nope, going to call it on Derek Sutter, number five. So,
Travis.
I'm sorry. Derek's his older brother, Travis Sutter. Going to send Humes to the line. 3:49 to go in the fourth quarter. 10-man scoreboard, 58-31. First one's up and good. Peyton Judy's going to come in and replace Clayton Pearson. And Max Klinkshern is going to come and check into the ball game for Evan Post. So 3:49 on the floor for the Indians is Sutter, Vaughn, Metzger, Judy, and Klinkshern. Hume's second shot. eyes it, flies it, lets it go. Rebound, Clint Metzger. So, Indians on a run. Out to Trevor Vaughn. Back to Peyton Judy. Peyton swings it to Travis Sutter. Travis Sutter looks. Back over the right side. In the post to Max Klinger. Looks off to Petey. Petey drives. Out to Trevor Vaughn. He's going to let it fly. Up. Halfway down. Rebound, Clint Metzger. And they're going to call a foul on Travis Sutter, number five. So that's going to be Travis' third foul. Indians' seventh foul. So that's going to be 1-1. So 58-32, 3:24 left in the period. Indians rolling right now. Going to send a 5'10 freshman, Nick Walk, to the line, shooting 1-1. Shot up. No good. Rebound, Max Klinger. Max takes two dribbles off the PD. Off the Max Klinger. Travis Sutter looks inside. Up top to Clint Metzger. Back screen coming. Clint on the bounce. Over to Travis Sutter. He kicks it out. Trevor Vaughn takes another shot. Up and good. So old Trevor's going to ice his elbow tonight. That's his fourth point.
He's definitely getting his shots up right now. But good looks in the offense. Travis did a great job of drawing and reverse pivoted. And his man left Trevor and found him on the baseline wide open.
60-32 Indians. 2:46 to go. Spencer with the three, up, no good. Rebound, Clint Metzger. I tell you, Clint's done a heck of a job on the boards, too, tonight. So that young man definitely showed he can play. Max Klinger into Trevor Vaughn. Back out to Max. Max over to Travis Sutter. Left side, off the flex cut. Max gets fouled, and he's going to go to the line. So nice job by the Indians running that little Wisconsin shuffle cut, back screen flex action. And Max is going to go to the line, I think. Spencer looks
no,
like
they
he
called
no,
it.
They did call it on the floor.
Yeah.
So, good cut by Indians line up in a box set here. Peyton Judy triggers it in. Travis Sutter into Max Klinger, takes it up, foul. Oh, he fouls and going to go to the line. Shoot two.
Nice little zone out of bounds play that I believe we run there.
Yeah, I believe so, and get that look usually every time. So looks like the theme tonight must be beachwear, huh?
Yeah, I think the student section's hoping maybe they dress with the beach look. Maybe they'll bring some nice weather in here to the fort.
Max Klinger makes his first free throw. I think that's his first points in his JV career. Shout out to the student section. They've been really good this year at the girls and boys games. And I know you and I really appreciate everything they do for the girls games.
Yeah, and we were in here today. I was with the third and fifth and sixth grade girls. Max did the second one. And I was talking with Darian and Kyle and Caleb Martin beforehand. And those guys made the same comment, man. They love our student section right now. And, there's a lot of positive things going on right now with our student section in sports. So
Kaufman, drives down the middle lane, pulls it up. He's got 15. So nice-looking little player there for a sophomore for Waynesfield. Travis Sutter out to Max Klinger. Max, two dribbles into Pete and Judy. Looks inside. Kick off to Clint Metzger on the drive. Kick out. Travis drives. Trevor Vaughn gets bounced and fouled, and he's going to go to the foul line. So,
well, Travis and Trevor have that nice little play go. Travis drives middle.
And Trevor does a little kick out in the short corner.
Yep, Trevor's man leaves to go help stop penetration from getting in the hole, and Travis reverse pivots, and that's about three times now those two have ran that little play. So
can't say that was the greatest shot, but at least he was smart enough to get the foul there, so he's going to go to the line and shoot two.
Well, the good thing about it was, is like I said, they've been running it together, and it's worked well. Trevor's hit a baseline jumper beforehand, so his man comes running out at him, and Trevor does the smart thing and shot fakes, and as Bob Knight says, the best shot in basketball is a shot fake and get to the hole,
and we all love Bob Knight, so I got to agree with you. Trevor's first free throw up and good. His second one, eyes it, flies it. Looked good. Chased it down and by Spencer. So Kaufman takes it left side. Going to dribble middle, pull up. Up and good. So Kaufman, 17 points out of 36 for Waynesfield. Peyton Judy brings it down over to Max Klinger. Flex cut. Off the paint, Judy on the right side. Max Klinger on the right side. Looks, travels.
No call.
Trevor Vaughn makes a move, kicks out to Max. Up, no good. Rebound, Trevor Vaughn fights for it, takes it up, and puts it in. So, gotta give the young man credit. A good offensive board and putback.
Yeah, Max had a nice little look. And the other good thing about it is Clint Metzger crashed the glass, got a hand on it, deflected to Trevor, but great effort by him. And Trevor made a nice little post move for a finish.
So Trevor got 7 points on the night. Shot up, no good. Air ball. And the score is 52 seconds left in this game, 65-36 Indians. So a very good night for the Indians. And, you know, as a coach, you know, it's always fun to get your bench some playing time because it's tough on those guys. They practice hard every day like everybody else, and it's always fun to give them some time.
I talked to Coach O today, actually, at the post office, ran into him there, and he and I talked a little bit. And you know, he was obviously a little frustrated last night. They couldn't get a win. They thought they played well enough to get themselves a chance to and just didn't do it. And, you know, but I told him, I said, hey, your kids have been playing well all year and they've been doing a good job. And, you know, once in a while you just lose some. And, you know, and they bounced back well tonight. And he was hoping for this same type of game. So
over to Peyton Judy. Right. Trevor working hard, wants the ball, and he's getting in the nice find by Evan Post, and an easy bucket by Clint Metzger, and Clint's got 10 tonight on the game. So 67-36 Indians, well, 10 seconds to go.
We were just trying to dribble the ball out. Petey and Evan were not really trying to. They shoot a three right there and hit it to cut the lead. It was 67-39, but we were trying to dribble the ball out, just let the game run out, and their man weren't even guarding Clint, so found him underneath for a nice bucket. So
good game for the JV.
Very good game by the JV. Again, the final is 67-39. Your Indians with the win. Get back on track. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back here with a final wrap-up, and we'll have the varsity game here shortly for you. So
for 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So visit Kalp Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse live. Jeff Vaughn, Brian Patch, going to be bringing you a varsity game here shortly, but we just wrapped up the JV game, and Coach, why don't you look over the stats there and tell the folks what happened here tonight.
Well, the Indians had a big third quarter. The first quarter ended with the Indians up 20-11 over Winfield Goshen Tigers. We had a big second quarter kind of outscoring them, and we go up 33-20. Third quarter is where we basically put a lot of gap and space in between us. We had a 21-6 quarter force right there. And we finish off the fourth quarter tie with 13-13 in the quarter. But overall, that puts us up to 67-39. Indians with a big win. And as you said, we talked about earlier, Indians put three in double digits. Reese Rogers comes off the bench, puts up 21 points on 5 of 7 shooting from the three-point line. So Reese had a great game from that standpoint. Clint Metzger got the start tonight and gave in 10 points as well, 4 of 7 shooting. And Ryan Braun added 11 points on 3 of 8 shooting, 2 of 4 from the three-point line. Also with 7 points, Trevor Vaughn off the bench, 3 of 6 shooting. And Peyton Judy with 7 points as well, 3 of 7 shooting. And we had Clayton Pearson with 4 points, Ethan Shane with 3 points, Evan Post with 2 points, and Max Klingsherm with 2 points to round out the 67 points for the Indians. So nice offensive balance for them.
in there as well, and they shoot 46% from the floor, 46% from the three-point line, and 77% from the free throw line. So offensively had a great great night for the Indians, and defensively did a nice job on the Tigers as well.
Yeah, so a nice way for the Indians to bounce back here tonight after a tough loss last night by 10, I believe, to Versailles. And we'll be taking a short break here. We'll come back in about 15, 16 minutes and be ready for some varsity action. Our Indians against Waynesville Goshen Tigers.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.